From January to June 2019, operations by the International Committee of the Red Cross ensured that close to 300 water points were constructed or rehabilitated so that more people have access to clean drinking water. I asked Sean Moran from the Australian Red Cross about his experience as an engineer in Jos, Nigeria, about why he went halfway across the world to help those in need.
I grew up hearing my dad's stories. He'd come home with some pretty good stories from his own work and development, and I was inspired by that. And definitely when I was in Thailand shortly after the Boxing Day tsunami, when I was an engineering student, and that really cemented the idea of wanting to work in humanitarian aid for me.
And you felt that as an engineer, there was a lot of things you saw, I guess, in Thailand that you thought, well, actually, that the skills I have can help people. Is that what you felt? Or?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I probably didn't have all the required skills at that point in time, but it definitely made me want to develop more of those skills and be able to apply them in those sort of settings. So. Yeah,
and so what are sort of the needs that you found when you got there? What did you start looking at and thinking that could be fixed or something?
Yeah, so in that area, they've been beset by ongoing violence and disputes between different groups, often between farmers and nomadic herdsmen over things like land and water, and they've ended up often very violent, resulting in the loss of a lot of lives, and then, in the space of a couple of days, you might have tens of thousands of people displaced to neighbouring towns or villages. They end up in local primary schools or town halls, just whatever they sort of they can find. So you end up, we'd get there pretty soon afterwards, and you'd see a lot of overcrowding, and often people just were lining up for hours with one-to-one hand pump. If it's a primary school, they might have had three or four toilets to go for several thousands of people. So, yeah, there's some pretty immediate, obvious needs
and primary care issues from the violence that's occurred as well, like stitching people up and setting broken bones and. Is that sort of thing that you're finding as well? Or?
Yeah, so often they'd already be, by the time we'd arrived, they'd be in the hospitals or health clinics,
right,
as managed best as they could. We did have support helping out those facilities. In terms of providing support there for dressing kits or.
When you go to a place where something's just happened. What I mean, you've had some experience now. What are the things you look for that will need fixing?
Well, I mean, the most immediate thing is often access to clean drinking water, and toilets. I mean, you're looking to, people can't survive very long without access to water, as we all know. If you don't have things like toilets, the spread of disease is a real threat.
And perhaps do you want to walk us through one of the incidents that you might have had that was quite confronting with one of these confrontations between farmers and nomadic herdsmen?
I remember one time we showed up at one of the villages. Actually, at the point where they'd been able to return home after about 2 years of it not being safe enough to do so. I remember talking to one of the community leaders there, Suleiman, and he'd lost friends and relatives and these sort of things, and he took me and showed me his home or what sort of remained of it. And, it's a few bit of rusty corrugated iron sheets on a bit of bare dirt, and, he poked around with a stick and uncovered a few bullet shells and, stark reminder of what had sort of pushed them off their land in the first place. We were able to go in and donate some building materials so that they could rebuild their houses for him and I guess thousands of other people in similar situations.
I've seen lots of different ways of getting good drinking water What are sort of the best ways for that area that you've used?
So most of the cleanest readily available water is underground. So we were sinking boreholes, and either installing sort of hand pumps or solar powered pumps and into tanks and distributing water that way.
And has solar really been a boon for these more remote or regional areas?
Yeah, so there's a lot of places there that don't have access to the electricity grid. And so, yeah, solar is an excellent way of pumping water up out of the ground or providing lighting
lining,
or
yeah.
These kind of things. Yeah,
yeah.
It's a great use of the technology.
Sean Moran from the Australian Red Cross. It's fresh from Nigeria, speaking with me there.